Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for July 2017. Well, here we are in midsummer, and we're in the middle of the noctilucent cloud season, very high ice crystals that may be seen an hour or so before or just after sunrise or sunset. Look out for bluish-white glowing clouds in the half-lit sky in the northwest at sunset or northeast at sunrise, although I haven't seen much evidence of them yet this year. This month the moon is full on the 9th, and new again 2 weeks later on the 23rd. So the best time to look at the moon with binoculars is when it is crescent in the second half of the month. And this is to allow for the illumination of craters to be from the side, which makes for much higher contrast viewing. Most of the planets are visible in July at one time or another, but Saturn becomes the star of binoculars and small telescopes this month. Look south around midnight in Ophiuchus, the serpent bearer, and note the wide view of the rings and possibly a moon, which will most likely be Titan. Saturn will have a magnitude around plus 0.2, and don't forget, the lower the magnitude, the brighter the object. Jupiter is past its best now, starting to set as it gets dark. It is best seen in the beginning of the month around 11 p.m, low down in Virgo in the southwest. Venus is a bright morning object throughout the month, visible just before sunrise, and you can't miss it, low in the east-northeast in Taurus. Mercury is low down in the evening sky in the middle of the month. Look west-northwest in Cancer the Crab just after sunset. And Mars is not visible this month. If you are a little more confident of finding planets, you can look out for Uranus and Neptune. These are best seen this month around midnight in the east-south-east and south-south-east in Pisces and Aquarius respectively. You'd best look at a sky guide for more detailed information of where to find them. July is not noted for its meteor showers. However, the very end of the month sees the official start of the Perseids, although they don't really get going until August the 12th. On the 30th of July, the Southern Delta Aquarids will put on a show, and you can expect about 16 meteors per hour overhead. Listen out for next month's podcast for more details of the many meteor showers in August. On to the constellations for July. Unfortunately, it doesn't get very dark this month, but when it does, July is a good opportunity to look out for the unofficial arrangement of stars called asterisms. The most famous of these is the Plough, which is part of the constellation of Ursa Major, the Great Bear. Other asterisms include the House, the Kite, the Keystone, the Steering Wheel, the Circlet, and more famously the Summer Triangle and the Square of Pegasus. Have a look in a star atlas, either online or in a book or magazine, to identify these asterisms and where they are and try to find them in the sky. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or an astronomy book or sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool, as always, is the planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year, and these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for now, but listen out next month for August's highlights. Bye for now.